And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. Good morning, Zoe. You haven't introduced, but good morning, Zoe.
Zoe
Bingley. Good morning to both of you mothers.
Yes, it is nice being a mummy. I do like it.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Zoe.
And to you too, darling, and to everybody else there. And for people who also don't have mummies, I call it Happy Support Day as well.
Yes, it's a beautiful day for many, but it can be a painful day as well. So we're thinking of you if Mother's Day is a difficult day. I do hope that as mothers and carers and grandmothers, you all are feeling loved and appreciated.
Yeah, I think Philippa insists that we have a Nana Day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's lovely. Wow, where will we be without the grandmothers? I'd be lost.
So would I.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do hope that you're having a lovely day. With family, that's what it's all about so often. And with family comes family time. And so in line with that, we're talking about family medicine today. And we'll be doing it with Dr. Lexi Friedenberg, a paediatrician and director of the Victorian Children's Clinic. And it's so interesting, we're going to be looking at the most commonly asked about medical areas concerning parents right now. And don't you think as a parent or grandparent or carer of any kind when you're looking after kids, it's just this myriad of ailments and this merry-go-round of things that you're managing?
What I find rather fascinating is that as a grandparent, you have a different perspective on these things than as a parent. And I keep thinking back to when ours were younger, you went with the flow a little bit, but as a grandparent, I know if Zach, who is nearly three, takes a top off, Philip is, you okay, darling? Whereas I tend to be, harden up, Zach, get up, let's move on, come on, you can do it. Is that an overreaction?
Well, you're only human though, isn't it? I think it's quite interesting also when I look sort of back at the times when Emily had all these things, croup and, you know, foot and mouth disease. It was also a time when I was working my hardest. She'd just gone to daycare. It was the juggling and not knowing what those symptoms were. I think, you know, to have that kind of support around you and just that knowledge really does kind of take a little bit of the anxiety away, just add more anxiety onto everything else that's already part of being a parent.
Well, that's right. And it is exhausting to have to, if you've got multiple kids and then they all pass it on from one to the other and you just think, oh my gosh, are we ever going to have a healthy household? So we're thinking of you if you're in that situation. Right now, but we're looking forward to learning more about, yes, things like croup and head injuries as well. Very much on the top of mind for many parents. Plus, integrative cardiologist and Nine radio broadcaster Dr. Ross Walker. He's a favourite of the show. He's going to be here to talk about what it means for us when our natural levels of ubiquinol start to decline. We love that conversation. Plus, Gerald, you're telling us about the liposomal vitamin. Never heard of this.
As we were discussing before we went on air, is it lipos or lipids? So we talk blood lipids, but sometimes we talk other liposomal. So we're going to talk about that. And liposomes are a brand new development in delivery of medicine. So it's an interesting time.
That's very interesting. I look forward to hearing more about that. Also, your Get Nourished segment, Gerald. We're continuing the discussion on immune health. Very important.
Staying well, Jo.
Yes, that's what we're all about. Also, we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873, if you have any questions to support your health, whatever it might be around what to eat or a supplement, or if you have a symptom that you need easing, some advice on that, give us a call, 131 873, particularly perhaps if you have kids in your life and you're interested in some family medicine, because next up, we'll dive into a guide to family medicine.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's time to armour force yourself to relieve symptoms of cold and flu with Bioceuticals Armour Force from Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals Armour Force is a comprehensive formula with andrographis and immune-supporting nutrients that reduce the symptoms of common cold and flus. Join the Bioceuticals Armour Force army at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. See your pharmacist for the right Bioceuticals Armour Force for you. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Graham's C-plus eczema and dermatitis cream at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The number is 131 873. If you have any questions to support your health or perhaps the health of your kids, because we're talking family medicine today. So family medicine often refers to GPs, but paediatricians who specialise in the care of children from birth through to 18 also come under this umbrella. So joining us on the line is Dr. Lexi Frydenberg, a paediatrician and director at the Victorian Children's Clinic. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So for family medicine, we thought we'd take a look at three of the most popular kids' health fact sheets that are visited on the Royal Children's Hospital website, right? Because we figure the Children's Hospital is right across this, of course. And it starts with hand, foot and mouth disease. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, look, this is one of the most common visited kids' health info fact sheets with the children. So obviously parents would like to know more about it. It's a virus and it's exceptionally common. And it's important to remember it's not related to the hand, foot and mouth disease we hear about in animals. But most of your listeners would have heard about it when their kids or grandkids come home from childcare or school and there's been an outbreak and they notice blisters or a red rash on the palms of their hands, the soles of the feet, or in and around the child's mouth. And as I mentioned, it's due to a viral infection. There's two different viruses that cause it, but parents don't need to know about that. But kids come home and they've got this rash and parents get quite freaked out about it often.
It's definitely something that's a little bit overwhelming to see. So we've obviously got the foot and hand, foot and mouth disease, but how do we actually prevent the spread? Because when Emily came home with it, we all got it.
Exactly. And just remember, this is a virus that's really, really contagious and really common. And most kids will get it at some stage in their life. The good news is it's actually quite mild in most kids and they don't need to come to hospital. But it presents like any other virus. So kids can have a fever, runny nose, sore throat, cough. So you might not know it's hand, foot and mouth until that typical rash comes out, as I mentioned. And then what happens is it can spread really easily. So when kids sneeze, cough, or if you touch those blisters, that's how the virus actually gets spread. So prevention is our number one aim with this virus. And we've learnt, you know, so many great things through COVID, and one of them is how to prevent the spread of viruses. So hand hygiene, washing your hands after touching your child, getting them to sneeze in their elbow, making sure they don't share their cutlery and drinks and particularly toothbrushes, which are, surprisingly some people do. But actually this virus can actually also be excreted in your child's poo. So when you're changing nappies in the younger kids, really important for good hand hygiene and washing those hands. And it is important to remember, keep your child home from school until the blisters have dried up, but also until your child has no fever, because it just spreads like wildfire, as you probably know, in childcare centres and schools. So you might not be able to prevent it completely, but it is important to try if your child has the rash.
Lexi, which takes us on to the discussions between a viral infection and a bacterial infection, because more commonly, when a child presents with that, many parents will say, right, off to the GP and I expect to be given an antibiotic. So we're looking here for reassurance, aren't we, that this is self-limiting? We can control it within our own environment. So are you happy to reinforce that?
Yeah, look, viral infections, as we know, antibiotics don't work for them. They only work for bacteria. So when people are asking their GPs for a script for antibiotics, it's really not needed for these viruses. And I would trust your GPs. They really do know the difference between a virus and a bacteria, and keep an eye on the changes that happen. So for viruses, there's no specific treatment for this virus, hand, foot and mouth disease, and we do what we call supportive care. So it's still really important to look after the kids. Hydration's a huge issue, so giving them water, oral rehydration solutions, soft foods, pain relief if they've particularly got those ulcers or blisters in the mouth, so paracetamol or ibuprofen. But it's important to remember that most of these kids with hand, foot and mouth, unless they get a secondary, what we call bacterial infection, do not need antibiotics.
So what about croup? This is another condition that many people seek info for on the Royal Children's website. Can you give us an idea? It's like, it's not a very pleasant experience to hear your baby coughing in that horrible way.
Yeah, so croup's another really common virus, particularly in younger kids. And it's due to the swelling of the voice box and the windpipe. And the airway gets narrow and it makes it harder for the kids to breathe. So you'll typically hear that barking, still-like cough. Once you've heard it, I think you don't forget it as a parent. But you might also notice your child has a hoarse voice or a high-pitched sound when they're breathing in, when they're running around or worked up. But what we worry about, the cough is annoying and it sounds quite entertaining for some, but it's actually what we call the stridor, that difficulty breathing when your child breathes in. That's what we worry about because that's a sign the airway is getting narrow. And so once again, croup can start like any other virus, that runny nose, sore throat, fever, but then you hear that typical barking cough.
And it can be quite confusing, obviously, because for parents, we might think it's that it's a bacterial infection when actually it's a virus. Who does it mainly affect and how can it we sort of prevent the spread of something like this?
Yeah, look, croup, this virus is usually affecting kids, so 6 months to 5 years of age, sometimes older kids, very rarely adults. Once again, it's a virus, it's quite contagious. So all the things we talked about stopping the spread of hand, foot and mouth disease and stopping the spread of COVID, like coughing and with your hand over your mouth and sneezing into your elbow and keeping kids at home when they're sick, really important to stop the spread of the virus.
Lexi, do we underestimate the impact of concussion in children?
Yeah, look, head injuries and concussion is a big topic at the moment, and it is incredibly common. So we think about it in those older kids during sports season, but actually concussion can actually happen in your younger kids as well. When those younger kids are learning to walk and falling over a lot and jumping off couches, they can often hit their head. Mm. And as we mentioned, in the older kids, sports season's upon us, so footy, soccer, we nearly always hear about a kid on a weekend having a concussion. I know as a parent with a kid who plays footy, nothing scarier than seeing your child on the ground, not moving, and you can't run onto the ground and check whether it's a mild head injury or more severe or concussion.
So what to look out for if we know our child has bumped their head?
Yeah, so if it's just mild and there's a lump or a bruise, but your child seems fine, we just manage at home and observe that child. But the things to look out for are signs of concussion. So vomiting, severe headache, brain fog, your child might be dizzy, lose balance. They might have difficulty concentrating. They might have double vision or blurry vision. If you're worried about your child, really important to get them checked because some of these signs happen straight away, but sometimes there's a bit of a lag and the concussion can present for days, weeks, and your child might take weeks to recover. So really important to get them checked. Not all concussion, you know, the kids lose consciousness. So I think that's an important point to remember.
Right. Such great information. And there's more information if you need it at the RCH website for their fact sheets, the Royal Children's Hospital website. So rch.org.au/kidsinfo/fact_sheets, or just Google that. Fact sheets, kids' health fact sheets, and you'll find that at RCH website. It's so useful. Thank you so much, Lexi.
Thanks, Lexi.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. You have a lovely day.
Thanks so much.
131-873 is our number for any questions that you have. We'll get to those calls next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Poon, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, of course, Gerald, we talk a lot about vitamins on the show, and this morning we're looking at liposomal vitamin?
It's a little bit of physiology, Joe, and we'll be talking with Dr. Ross soon, and he'll be doing a bit of physiology as well. But we're talking here about liposomes or liposomes, depending which side of the river you live. So these are phospholipids. So these are little fatty particles which capture and protect nutrients. It's a different way of taking a nutrient of some sort. So rather than swallow it, the absorption actually occurs from your mouth because of the fat content. So therefore, it gets into your bloodstream. The nutrients get into your bloodstream far more effectively. It bypasses the liver, bypasses any digestive breakdown, and it's a very efficient way. Been around since 1970, this technology's been studied, but it's very highly refined now.
And Gerald, you and I talk about, you know, the absorption of vitamins and minerals so much, particularly those water-soluble vitamins, which basically get urinated out or get absorbed into the body so quickly. Tell us, what is the advantage? Because everyone out there wants to kind of get more bang for their buck when it comes to vitamins and minerals. So what's the advantages of taking vitamins in a liposomal form?
The main advantage, Zoe, basically, is that delivery function. So at smaller doses, you get a more complete delivery and a more complete, therefore, a more complete absorption of nutrients. Very effective, but it's just a different way because sometimes, and often people will say to me, look, I've got three or four things and it drives me mad having to take it. So here is a different way of taking nutrients without having to take either a capsule or a powder or a tablet. Interesting way to take it, effective way, lots of clinical evidence behind it, and it means that really the nutrients aren't metabolized by the time they get to the site where they're to work.
And it's quite interesting because, I mean, I have a lot of clients in my practice who don't like tablets and don't like powders. So it really is quite compromising to actually get them to be, you know, consistent with their supplement taking. Yeah. How do you actually, it's a spray, isn't it,
Yes. So we're looking here at a way of protecting the nutrients that we're expecting to be delivered effectively into our body. And look at the liposomal, liposomal content as a carrier. So it's a carrier of the nutrients, which allows better absorption, simpler absorption, more effective absorption.
So we're spraying it in the mouth, and what vitamins are available in this form?
Well, the range is getting more and more and more. So the fat-soluble, things like D3, B12, K2, or B12 is water-soluble, C, turmeric eventually,
ooh,
and
great.
We're looking at that now. Turmeric will be one way, and that's certainly a herbal ingredient, Zoe, with real issues with absorption. So if we can get around that, that'll be good.
Yes, well, always read the label and follow the directions for use, as we always say. Let's get to a call. Jeff from New South Wales, hello.
Morning, Jeff. How can we help?
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning. Kidney stones.
Oh, lucky you, Jeff.
Kidney stones.
So do you get them constantly, Jeff?
I've had a bout of them about a year ago, and I can feel myself going through the same system again, and naturally, I think they're the people who know the best. Good morning, all. What can you do for me?
Now, do you have gout as well, Jeff?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But the doctors did say it was uric acid.
Yes. Well, there is a uric acid component and a calcium oxalate component. So a couple of nutrients that are important, Jeff. One is folic acid or folate, and the other is vitamin K2 because this plays a role in calcium absorption, basically. So we're trying to minimize the formation of the stones to get rid of them and help them become easier to pass. And I'm getting moisture on my upper lip talking about this. Things like lots of water, Jeff. You have to drink a lot of water every day. Apple cider vinegar has been shown to help. Lemon juice has been shown to help. Celery juice, which is not quite Rolls Royce of taste, but taking celery juice, dandelion, these things help kidney function and help you flush them out. But the biggest challenge you've got is to prevent them forming in the first place. So the folate and the K2, lots of water.
It's interesting, obviously, because there are different types of kidney stones. So we have our oxalate and we have our uric acid. So it's when that ratio is out of balance. So it's when your oxalate levels are high and your calcium levels are low with the oxalate and obviously uric acid. So you want to be mindful of foods that are high in oxalate. So the unfortunate thing, it is still some healthy foods. You mean you still got to be mindful of your soy products. You still got to be mindful of things like almonds, potatoes, and beetroots. But again, we also want to make sure that we're getting the best quality calcium. So if you can't have dairy, often we do lean towards our soy products as well. So there are different types of calcium. You can get them in things like sesame seeds, unhulled sesame seeds. They don't absorb quite as well. So eating the bones in fish is a great idea, and eating the skin in fish is a great idea as well. But if it's uric acid, please be mindful. I mean, this is just part of a healthy diet. High processed foods, high fructose based foods, obviously alcohol, organ meats, too much red meat in your diet. We really advocate that high Mediterranean plant-based diet. And it's not just because it's better for the environment. It's because what it does, it gives you this huge diversity and cross-section of vitamins and minerals in your diet. But Gerald, I agree with you. Cello juice is not the best. I would opt for the apple cider vinegar if I was the listener.
All the best with that, Jeff. Deborah in Epping, hello.
Hello, Deborah.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to all.
To you too.
Thank you.
Just wanting to ask Gerald, please. I've got my 12-year-old granddaughter. I have to be careful. She's downstairs at the minute. now she's actually come up with the last couple of weeks this sort of like blistery rashes. We sort of thought it was maybe starting puberty, but it seems to be nearly spreading like... We were thinking maybe perioral dermatitis. I've got a GP appointment on Thursday. I'm taking her to, but it took this couple of weeks to get into. Yeah. Just wanting to know if there's anything Gerald should suggest. Or...
Well, look, it could be any number of things. And if you were listening before to Dr. Lexi, usually at that age we look at viral infections. It could be a number of things, Deborah. It could be just a localised irritation, could be the cold weather. It may be perioral dermatitis, which just around the lips. But if it's on her general face, we're looking at very gentle way of keeping her skin clean, keeping her just basically lots of liquids as well. But look, it's really hard remotely without seeing the rash. I'd be happy if you wanted to take a photo and send it to me on the houseofwellness.com.au website. There's an ask tab there. So if she's happy for me to have a look at a photo of her cheeks, please do so, and I'll get back to you this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you, Deborah, and a happy Mother's Day to you. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. Plus, next up, ubiquinol and how it energises us.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know that you may not be getting all you need from your supplements? Try a liposomal delivery system instead, like Henry Bloom's VitaQuick. These vitamins are affordable, absorbable and vegan friendly. It's the first liposomal vitamin spray that's Australian made. It utilises advanced technology that delivers nutrients more efficiently than traditional supplement forms, so you can benefit sooner. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Armour Force range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, mitochondrial health has been hailed as a new frontier in healthcare for our all-important energy levels. Wouldn't we all want a bit more of that? So joining us on the line is Dr. Ross Walker, an integrative cardiologist who specialises in both heart and mitochondrial health. Good morning. Welcome back to the show, Ross.
Oh, thank you, Joe, and good morning to my mate Gerald and, of course, Zoe.
Morning, Ross.
Good morning.
So can you please explain what mitochondrial health is and why is it so important?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise this, but we have these little fuel packs in our cells called the mitochondria. It's a bit like it doesn't matter what sort of flash car you drive, if there's no fuel or energy in the car doesn't move. And it's the same thing with our cells. We have to have these little fuel packs to create energy. And the energy is created every time we eat. One of the reasons we eat is not just for pleasure. We eat to get the nutrients to combine with oxygen to make this ATP in the mitochondria, and that's what it's all about.
It's interesting because obviously we know ubiquinol is so important for mitochondrial health, and you cannot eat enough food to actually get that as well. But what does it actually do? Just explain it sort of simply because it's quite a complex...
Yeah, within the mitochondria, there's all these funny little reactions that go on to create this ATP. Ubiquinol is one of the key, what we call cofactors, that drives these reactions. So unless you have enough ubiquinol in your body, the reactions aren't being created properly, so you're not creating proper energy. But you can get it in your diet. 3 kilos of beef a day, 6 kilos of sardines, 10 kilos of broccoli.
Perfect. Sounds easy.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, Ross, if there's any ubiquinol in red wine, but that's obviously not appropriate at the moment.
Tragically, it's a bit early too.
One of the biggest challenges we've faced in the last probably 18 months are the ravages of long COVID, and that invariably is accompanied by fatigue. How does ubiquinol play a role in the recovery of long COVID?
Look, I think it's vital, Gerald, but can I make a point here that a lot of people are now believing that what happens in long COVID is that the COVID virus destroys a lot of the healthy gut bacteria that I know you guys talk about all the time, and it's those gut bacteria that do supply the body with a fair bit of ubiquinol. So if you pulverise the gut bacteria, you don't have that ubiquinol, and the ubiquinol is really important to help people recover from long COVID, in my opinion, I'm sure in Gerald's opinion as well.
Can I ask you another? This is not quite a Dorothy Dix, Ross. Does ubiquinol have an interaction with blood thinning or anticoagulant medications?
Not in the slightest. Really?
Did you mind that question, Ross? Because it's one I get all the time.
We do get that question a lot. Mm.
Look, I know, but it says it on the package insert, because all of these people that make drugs have to write every potential side effect from every potential study. In my 40 years of being a doctor, I've never seen one person have any bleeding issues when they add ubiquinol to any blood thinners. Yeah.
So any advice for people thinking now that they would like to give ubiquinol a try?
Well, look, I take it every day. I take 150 milligrams every day just to give me energy. So if people are lacking energy, please tell me who doesn't in our society. I just use it for that. It can support any sort of heart issues, long COVID. It's very good for sports performance. I've got a friend who's run 40 marathons, and I tell him there's a particularly good bus service. but he's run 40. He takes 600 milligrams of ubiquinol before every marathon.
Wow.
I just think it's a good thing just to give the body energy to keep those mitochondria healthy, and that's the message I like to put across.
Wouldn't you be better taking 300 milligram before your soccer match?
Oh, I've had to give up because of the old knee case.
Oh, not the old knee case. Oh, dear.
I had a knee replacement 3 years ago. Made one bad tackle and it's gone.
Well, thank you so much, Ross. I hope that you are giving all of the mothers in your life a beautiful day today.
I certainly will be contributing to that.
I bet you are.
And always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Thanks so much, Ross. You have a great day.
See you, Ross.
Thanks, guys.
See
you.
Time for one quick call. Rob from Ringwood, good morning.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, good morning. I think Ross just answered my question.
I think he did as well. So what are you thinking of taking, Rob? Let me ask you a question. What nutrient do you think would be best for your heart at this stage with your stents?
Well, I had one stent put in and I had no precursor to it at all. It was just pure luck. I'm 76, but I'm pretty fit with a VO2 of 38 for my age, which is... You'd understand this.
Good.
So it was just by pure luck, and I had one stent put in,
right.
And I've been put on Brilinta,
yes,
and low dose aspirin every day for forever, probably.
Okay.
And I was wondering about turmeric and also the ubiquinol, because I've just started it.
Yep.
I think Ross answered that question.
Yes, ubiquinol is fundamental for you there, Rob. So 150 milligram every morning, and that's the design to just strengthen all those heart muscles. So well done, you.
Well done, and what a timely call.
Mm.
I love that.
Perfect.
After the break, more advice on staying healthy this winter.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know that you may not be getting all you need from your supplements? Try a liposomal delivery system instead, like Henry Bloom's VitaQuick. These vitamins are affordable, absorbable and vegan friendly. It's the first liposomal vitamin spray that's Australian made. It utilises advanced technology that delivers nutrients more efficiently than traditional supplement forms, so you can benefit sooner. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, of course, we are heading into winter, which can be a real challenge to our immune system. So, Gerald, it's a good time for Get Nourished to cover how we can protect our immunity?
We're talking here, Joe and Zoe, for supporting our inbuilt immune system. So the immune system are basically the guardians of our health. It's happening all the time, whether we're awake or asleep or exercising or doing anything. We've got a system of defence in our body, and it's important to reinforce that. We can do it with the simple antioxidant nutrients like selenium and zinc and vitamin C. Vitamin D, very, very important as well. And there are also now some interesting and very important nutrients containing Wellmune, which is a patented beta-glucan immune-supporting nutrient where it really is helping the gut microbiome and all of that work beautifully in combination. So we're talking foot soldiers to combat any little infection we might inhale, and it just takes it away. And we do that not by strengthening our immune system, but by supporting and reinforcing our immune system. So it works well.
And do you think we get enough of these nutrients in our diet?
No. So,
and also, what kind of, I mean, we always talk about sort of what we should be taking and eating, but what should we be doing from a lifestyle point of view? I mean, stress, exercise, what can we do, Gerald, to really support our immune
system? It's all about that
balance,
Zoe, and you know in your profession that the balanced Australian diet, when you consider that more than 90% of people don't get the recommended intake of fruit and vegetables, we're starting off a very low base. So in theory, if we eat a balanced diet, not only will hospitals half empty, but in fact, it will be just wonderful to see so many well people.
Yes,
but the reality is we don't.
I'd be out of a job if everyone
Well, in a way, half
a cup per portion. It's not that 2.5 cups, people. That's all we need to have.
It's not a lot, is it? But it just really means that each day you've got to focus on trying to get that intake across the day. That's the best source. But certainly there are lots of superb formulations around containing all of those antioxidant nutrients, as well as the supporting immune beta-glucan that really does make a difference.
Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceuticals ArmorForce Daily Protect with Wellmune for daily year-round immune system support, found exclusively behind the counter. Speak to your pharmacist for specifically formulated relief. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Gwen from Victoria.
Hello, Gwen. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Gwen. How can we help?
I've been to the doctor about this. He didn't say whether it was a cold or sinus or what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave me antibiotics and it just didn't work.
No.
And I'm spitting up thick white mucus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I sleep at night, wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock, go into the kitchen, I'm all right. Then I go back into bed for about an hour. And then about 10, 15 minutes, my nose is like a tap.
There's a few issues here, Gwen. And for those having breakfast, the superb discussion of what the challenge is. A few things, Gwen. Saline irrigation is important. But what you've described where things aren't resolving is silent reflux. And if you speak to your pharmacist about the throat spray that's available to settle silent reflux, all of those symptoms that you're finding trouble you in the morning especially, they will settle. So it's silent, not the reflux that we talk about where it's indigestion. This is silent reflux caused by the gas that's in the top of your tummy coming up and causing the congestion, the mucus accumulation and that discomfort, especially in the morning. So have a word to the pharmacist today or tomorrow, Gwen. If he or she is not sure, please send me an email and I'll give you all of the instructions.
And it's also mindful when we talk about sort of things like silent reflux and even sort of if it's not sort of postnatal dip, is looking at sort of the histamines in our food as well. I mean, they're an obvious thing because these aren't necessarily the cause, but they're a trigger and they're a vasodilator. Then they'll affect how we're able to clear those pathways. Unfortunately, guys, it's chocolate, it's caffeine, it's alcohol.
Oh, sorry, God dear.
But then again, it's also in things like some fermented foods. So although we love the things like sauerkraut and yogurt, for some people, these can be triggered, the dry foods, the sulfurs that they use within drying of foods, and some of those sort of nightshade foods as well. So we want that healthy diet. We want that antioxidant rich and that anti-inflammatory rich. But sometimes we do need to see, are there little triggers? Are there environmental triggers? And keeping a food diary and keeping a journal and seeing if there are things that actually are triggering you and exacerbating the problem can help. Not necessarily for all things, but they can just be a little bit of a relief through the process.
All the best with that, Gwen. Anna in Victoria. Hello.
Hello, Anna.
Hi, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Gerald, I've had stiffness of the hands, especially on my right hand, the little finger and the ring finger, I suppose. And I take Theracumin, triple strength.
Is that helping, Anna?
No.
No? Okay. Look, it's probably, if it's not helping, Anna, it's time to talk to your doctor. You may have a little bit of carpal tunnel developing, which is putting pressure on your wrists. Off to the doctor tomorrow, have a scan done on the wrists, and there I think we will solve the problem.
All the best with that, Anna. It's not a nice feeling when you feel like you can't use your hands properly. Mm. That can take its toll. Well, thank you so much to all of our callers. As we always say, head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab to ask your question if you are unable to get through today. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's time to armour yourself to relieve symptoms of cold and flu with Bioceuticals Armour Force from Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals Armour Force is a comprehensive formula with andrographis and immune-supporting nutrients that reduce the symptoms of common cold and flus. Join the Bioceuticals Armour Force army at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. See your pharmacist for the right Bioceuticals Armour Force for you. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Armour Force range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, now we have run completely out of time. So, Zoe, I have to say thank you so very much to you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, darling, as well.
Gerald, all mums, enjoy the day.
As always, Gerald, have a lovely day. House of Wellness TV is back on Channel 7 at midday today. We say thank you so much to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Check out houseofwellness.com.au. And yes, we do wish you a beautiful Mother's Day, and we will see you all again next week.